Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we have an excellent show tonight. Bring you one of the freshest MCs in the game. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to go ahead and introduce my co-host. Hi, Teddy B.
You already know who it is. It's Teddy B calling out of the 757, 4th of Virginia, repping every day, all day. What's going on, people?
All right. And tonight, I'm going to go ahead and introduce one talented woman. She's awesome. You know, her rhymes is bright. She's giving you all that age feel, ladies. And you know, right now, it's very crucial that we get love in our life. And this woman is definitely bringing love to the scene. So I definitely want you all to support her. Her name is Maine Squeeze. Maine Squeeze, talk to the people for a minute.
What it do, folks? Y'all already know who it is. Casey couldn't have said it better. It's your folk, Maine Squeeze. Calling straight out of G-Boro. That's Greensboro, North Carolina. How y'all doing tonight? I'm glad to be here with y'all.
Uh-oh. Y'all heard that. She said she glad to be here with y'all tonight. So y'all better show her some love. That's what?
Right.
Casey said so. Casey said show her some love. You know how it is. So, Maine Squeeze, tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, just give us a little bit of basic information about you.
Starting off, I've been doing music since yay high. You know what I'm saying? I refer to the number Ucho. I've been doing this since I was about 8 years old. I ain't even going to disclose my age right now. That's irrelevant. Just know that I make good music. I make good music. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's not just for you, but it starts off with me. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a gift from God. You know, hate it or love it. I love what I do. You don't have to love what I do, but I love what I do first and most importantly. And anybody that show me love, oh, my God, you don't understand how much I appreciate it because it's done got me through so much. So I know if it's getting me through something, it's definitely got to be getting you through something. So, you know, I'm just here to do my thing and continue to get better. That's all I want to do is get better. And, you know what I'm saying, share with the world, you know what I'm saying, my experiences and what I go through on it every day.
I hear that. That sounds like you know exactly what you're trying to do. So that's
exactly
the thing. You know,
exactly.
When I say I admire your music, I really do, man. Sometimes, you know, like on the way home, I had to go get me a little something to eat tonight, got a little hungry, you feel me? And I said, man, let me throw this thing on my little sister and see how I bump in the car. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you, man, hey, that thing wanging. That thing was loud, man. I made sure everybody on top of Burnham Avenue in Richmond, Virginia.
How it sound riding through the whip, man?
Man, it sounds good, man. It sounds good.
Trying to make you down here.
You got the right.
I appreciate it. You know what? I ain't even hesitate. I didn't even hesitate on what, you know what I'm saying, what song I wanted to sing y'all. I knew exactly what song I wanted to sing y'all, you know what I'm saying, to open this whole little interview up or whatnot. I felt it's one of my favorite, it's definitely one of my favorite tracks off of the mixtape. It's been a long time coming. Like, it ain't nothing big, it ain't nothing small, but it's just enough, you know what I'm saying, to get you started on where I'm coming from and where I'm going. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, it was the best song to sing, y'all. And there's so many other, you know what I'm saying, good ones on there that I know y'all would definitely appreciate. Like, I got a song on there this is just going to take me to a whole nother level that people wouldn't even some people, my down from day one fans, they definitely would expect it. But the people who ain't never heard me before and just now getting in tune to who I am, man, just wait. I mean, I'm telling you, June 2nd, yo, on datpiff.com, I'm going to release It's Time, Her Story, the mixtape.
Did you hear that, lady?
I'll be ready.
Say one more time for him.
I'm telling you, what we got? We got a little over, what time is it? It's 12, okay, so it's a new day right now. So tomorrow, it's June 1st right now. So tomorrow, on June 2nd, I will be dropping It's Time, Her Story, the mixtape. So if you ain't, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't in tune, get in tune. Because if you don't know about me, I'm sorry. If you're late, you sleep, please wake up. You know, it's a brand new day. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, we halfway through the year because it's a brand new month. It's June. Birthday in, 3 days or whatnot. But if you want to support me, this is what you need to do. Make sure you log on to datpiff.com, search name squeeze, and get that It's Time, Her Story, the mixtape, because it's going to be there. So, and this song, I don't mean to cut you off, baby, but this song that I sent to KC and She's On Entertainment, man, so amazing. It's for y'all. It's for every beautiful woman of color in the world. Like, if this song is for you, it's revised. It's on my channel on YouTube, but this is the new version of the song. So I did it just for y'all. Like, I love it, and I know you're going to love it too.
No, it ain't that type.
Let me go ahead and clarify. It ain't even that type of song right there, ladies. It's just, you know what I'm saying, it's to say, you know what I'm saying, that we, you know what I'm saying, we got it hard, but, you know what I'm saying, keep your head up and keep it, you know what I'm saying, moving, because I understand what you're going through. I definitely understand what you're going through. It's just letting you know, you know what I'm saying, that I appreciate you, and, you know what I'm saying, nobody appreciates you more than I do, so make sure you keep going despite what the world is throwing your way. Just know that you're amazing.
You definitely don't hear that too much coming from the artist, you know. Most of the time, like I told you before, you just usually hit him in the head with a titty on the butt in the back, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, you got a story to tell. You definitely, you know, want to reach out to people and change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see positivity in you.
Right. I mean, it's I don't got no choice but to let the, you know what I'm saying, positivity flow out of my pores because, like, not just, you know, I'm not the only one, but so much of us, you know what I'm saying, grew up in a negative environment, you know what I'm saying,
right.
And that's what a lot of us end up oozing out of us is because that's what they know. Yeah, that's what I know, but that ain't what I want to put out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you about it. Now, I ain't going to say I don't have no music that's not going to touch on it because I do. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I'm letting you know that it's a better way. If you can just find what it is deep down in yourself that you can do best and that's not out here to hurt nobody, you'll be better off in life, you know what I'm saying, and that's what I'm about. I'd rather give you the good, you know what I'm saying, more than I'd rather give you the bad.
Mm-hmm. Sound about right to me, Don Tedis. What about you?
Sound all right to me.
Sound like the section is going on over here. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. You know, how would you describe your music for the public audience if they have never seen you?
How would I describe it? Definitely different and unique. Like, I'm in my own lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hear, you know what I'm saying, people compare me left and right to this or to that, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes I can understand where they're coming from with whoever they might come out their mouth. And I, you know what I'm saying, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, can feel that because everybody got their own opinion for whatever reason. But I am me. I ain't trying to be like nobody. I do me. When I don't care what the next person has to say about the music at the end of the day because, like I said from the jump of this interview, it starts with me first. My music is therapeutic for me first before anybody. You know what I'm saying? So is definitely, you know what I'm saying, one of a kind. It's in its own lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just do me. And if you ain't, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't never seen me or if you ain't never, you know what I'm saying, heard me, period, when you hear me before you even see me, you gon' rock with it, even if you ain't never seen what I look like. You gon' rock with it. And then after you see what I look like, you know what I mean, it's up to you whether you continue to rock with it or not. It don't matter because somebody gonna rock with it. But it's definitely me. And, you know what I'm saying, you'll love it if you're not a judgmental type of person, just out gate from, you know what I'm saying, whatever you hear first from me, I guarantee you're going to want to hear more after you done heard whatever you done heard from me.
Yeah, that. So, you know, I got another question, you know. Thinking about your early childhood, you know, what was your first experience with music for the first time like? And what song do you remember most as a child?
I'm a, like I was telling y'all, I'm an early 80s baby, so the one song that stuck out with me the most probably, I'm real big on, you know what I'm saying, all the females such as Roxanne Shanté, you know what I'm saying, Queen Latifah, MC Light, even the Brat, you know what I'm saying, like that. But the one song that really gave me goosebumps and it let me know that this is what I really, really, really wanted to do is that We Are the World. I don't know what it is about that song, but We Are the World, oh, man, like, it just gave me chills. It still gave me goosebumps to this day, like, because I believe, when I can't remember how old I was when that song came out, but I specifically remember feeling like I am the generation, like, you know what I'm saying, the people that we were supposed to be looking up to, they were supposed to do the right thing and take care of us and make sure that we was going to be all right. And, you know what I'm saying, I went through a lot of shit when I was, I went through a lot of things. I went through a lot of things when I was younger, just like anybody. But that song, you know what I'm saying, and understanding that I was a child of the future, I always felt special and always felt like that I was supposed to make or I was going to make a difference. And I've never stirred away from that. So ever since then, I've just been on this mission of wanting to do my own music, you know what I'm saying? It started off with trying to come up with my own dances. You know, I've always written my own lyrics. Nobody's ever written for me, you know, so it just started from there. Like, I always, you know what I'm saying, wanted to just carve my own lane, you know what I'm saying, into the music industry. And just do me to the best of my ability. And, I've been going ever since.
I hear that. That sounds great. That sounds awesome. You know, you really, really don't ever get an answer like, We Are the World. And you know, that lets me know genuinely what type of person you are.
Oh, yeah. I can't sit up there and tell you that I know word for word every song of it, but I know that hook. Shit, We Are the World. We Are the Children. I'm telling you, that song right there, it just made me feel so special because I was a child at that time. I was a young child. I wasn't no teenager. None of that. I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, that it just meant so much to me. And I just, you know, ever since then, I just been on this mission, and I haven't stopped yet. I cannot stop. I know there's something better out there for me and my family, and for anybody else that, you know what I'm saying, needs help. I'm their voice. I'm their voice to be heard.
So
that's what it is. I am the world.
I think you have a voice too. I think that you, a lot of people that's going through a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and a lot of, you know, stress and anything that's, you know, negative right now can really benefit from hearing your music.
I appreciate it. I really do. I appreciate it. You'll get something, you know what I'm saying? You might not get it, you know what I'm saying? You might not get it right away. But I guarantee you, if you know what I'm saying, you just take your time out to browse, you know what I'm saying, all the different varieties of song. Every, I mean, it's, I touch on so many things. I touch on a lot of things that people don't even touch on. You know what I'm saying? And if you just take the time out just to listen to what I'm doing, I guarantee you're going to find something you like. You can't tell me face-to-face. You won't tell me face-to-face that you just don't like nothing. There ain't no way you just don't like something. You got to like something. You know, that's just how I feel about it. Everything ain't for everybody, but I guarantee you I got something for you.
Hear that. So, Teddy, do you have anything that you would like to touch bases on with Mansquick?
I mean, with your music, where do you see yourself going with your music in the next 2 to 3 years?
I definitely see myself finally being heard by the masses. Like, I honestly can see that within the next year or two. If, you know, if I just keep doing it the way I'm doing it, taking it just one day at a time and keeping God first and most important, you know, like, it's only a certain amount of time before, you know, it's finally, you know, I'm finally there. You know, I don't plan on quitting once I get where I'm going. I can't even really tell you, where I'm going, because I don't know. I'm on God's path. I ain't on nobody's path but God. You know what I'm saying? And I struggle every day, just trying to make sure that I keep it positive, because it's so easy to be negative. Anybody can be negative. It really is. And, like, with all the different things that's going on in the world right now, whether, you know what I'm saying, it's just so much that's going on that it's enough to overwhelm anybody, throw them off their rocker and just send them, you know what I'm saying, insane. But I promise you, though, like, as long as you got God on your side and you just find something that, you know what I'm saying, that just takes you away, you know what I'm saying, for a moment to just, you know what I'm saying, have your own peace of mind and your own serenity or whatnot, I guarantee you'll be all right. I know I'm going to make it far. I can't tell you how far I'm going to make it, but I know I'm going to make it far. But I know before this whole thing is over with, before, you know what I'm saying, it's all over and done with, you know, I'll be where I need to be.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will be back. I want to make sure of it. I'm glad. Yeah. Tell you going to make sure of it, too. We're going to push you.
Yeah.
Family got to have family. That's the only way we're going to move. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I'm with it. Whoever, you know what I'm saying, like I said, whoever, you know what I'm saying, rocking with me, I'm definitely rocking with them. I don't mind supporting nobody. That's what I've been doing all my life, is supporting others. Supporting myself, too, but, you know what I'm saying, I've been supporting others for a long time. And just right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm really just trying to, you know, do me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always here for anybody else. But right now, this is my moment. This is my time. And nobody's going to take that from me. You know what I'm saying? My brother is locked up. He's doing 12 to 18 years. He's 11 months younger than me. You know what I'm saying? He's my biggest motivation right now. So, free treat. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to shout it until I can't shout it no more. Free treat. His real name is Sean. So, free Sean or whatnot. But he's my biggest inspiration, my biggest motivation right now. And I will not stop. I will not lose. I don't care what you say, what you're doing. You're not going to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me. The only person that can stop me, like I said in Paid, shout out to Benzito in Toronto, Canada. Like I said in Paid, the only person that can stop me is God. If you ain't God, you can forget it.
No, that's right. Without him, you're nowhere. You're never going to be nowhere. And if you get somewhere, you ain't got long.
Right.
That's definitely true.
Right.
That's definitely. So, I admire you for keeping the faith.
That's a
good up, man.
I've got to. That's the only reason why they made it this far. I'd be lying. Anybody is lying if they tell you that, you know what I'm saying, they ain't, you know what I'm saying, they didn't make it wherever they made it from God. It's the Lord, man. You can't do nothing without the Lord. You cannot do nothing. I don't care what you say. You can't do it. You can't. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. So, you know, that's my biggest supporter, is the man above. And after that, it's my brother.
So, you know, one more question. Everybody wants to know this. What do you think your biggest break or greatest opportunity has been so far in your music career?
That's a good question. I would have to, you know what, people might, you can laugh or whatever, but I'm going to be real, real, real raw and honest with you right now. My YouTube has done so much for me, like, in the past, it'll be 3 years that I got two channels, but the main one that's popping, it'll be 3 years old on December 1st. And whether people want to believe it or not, I'm stumping on get close to 89,000 views right now. And I honestly have to say that I will, you know, God willing, I will have reached 100,000 views total before December 1st. But I honestly have to say that that channel right there has opened a lot of doors for me as far as, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of ears. You know what I'm saying? They heard me. A lot of eyes didn't see me because of that channel. If it wasn't for that channel, y'all might not even have heard of me before or even known about me. Like, that channel has worked some wonders for me as far as what you see on it and what you hear on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of other people, you know what I'm saying, who numbers is crushing me, but I can't tell you how they got them numbers. I don't know if they paid for them or what they did, or how long they've been on YouTube, or whatever. I haven't paid for no views. I haven't paid for no followers. It ain't nothing but hard work and dedication into just making sure you know who Main Squeeze is. Nobody has promoted Main Squeeze more than Main Squeeze has promoted Main Squeeze herself. Nobody.
I hear that.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if it wasn't for that channel, I wouldn't be getting some of the calls and some of the looks that I'm getting. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that so far, thus far, that channel has to be one of the biggest things that didn't happen to me, because I've reached out. I've touched so many people through that channel alone. And if you don't know what channel I'm talking about, to the people that's listening, that's Study Me TV. You know what I'm saying? You just replace that Y with an E. It's all one word. Study Me TV.
Y'all ladies, check it out.
If you ain't following me, make sure you follow me on Twitter. And make sure y'all get the main. It's all one word. It's Main Squeeze. And we ain't talking M-A-I-N. We talking M-A-N-E. M-A-N-E-S-Q-U-E-E-E-Z-E. So make sure y'all follow me. Hit me up. Mention me. You know, just, you know what I'm saying, support my vision, you know. And I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I ain't one of the people that don't interact. I talk to anybody. If you talk to me, I'm talking right back to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not a thing. Like, don't come at me sideways or ignorant, you know what I'm saying, because I am a Gemini, you know, and I'm going to try my best to be nice, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying, I'm human. You know, I'm only human, so respect me, I'm going to respect you. It's just, it's simple. I don't, you know what I'm saying, you got to give respect to get it. But definitely don't feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm too uptight and I ain't going to show no love. I'll talk to whoever, you know what I'm saying, say something to me. I'm cool as ever. I'm cool as a fan. So, you know what I'm saying, just reach out and I'll reach back. That's, you know, that's what it is.
I hear that. Definitely hear that. Is there anything you want to ask us?
What's, you know what I'm saying, what's the biggest thing y'all got popping right now with She's On?
The biggest thing with She's On right now, I would have to say is the radio station. I think the radio station is the biggest thing that has been conquered so far, as well as the She Pride in August.
Okay.
You Between them two and the website itself, I think that's what keeps us going. You know,
cool.
So I would say that, cool. Yeah.
Whenever I get my little body tight, you know what I'm saying, and writing that thing, I might be able to hop on one of them calendars, you know what I'm talking about? But we ain't even going to touch on that right now, but, you know, I be seeing y'all, though. Salute to y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. I be watching, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing about me. I be, you know, I try to keep my eyes open on a little bit of everything everybody got going on, you know what I'm saying, aside of what I'm doing for myself, but I definitely try to make sure that I see what everybody else got going on and touch base with it and let you know that I see you. You know what I'm saying? So y'all keep doing y'all thing too, because I see y'all got a lot going on. So definitely know that, you know what I'm saying, I'm looking. I support
Thank
y'all.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for the support, man. And like I said before, you know, y'all support each other. That's only where we gonna rock. So right now, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to let the ladies get a little glimpse of your excellent, excellent music. Ladies, if you do not like this, something is wrong with it.
Don't forget, y'all, make sure y'all get on DetPiff.com tomorrow and check out that, you know what I'm saying, that mixtape I'm releasing. It's Time, Her Story, the mixtape. Make sure y'all download that. It's free. So I don't want to hear you can't get it because it's free of charge.
Hear that. All right, ladies, here we go. It's called Amazing.
Oh,
to make it better for your kids, getting one check every month, don't make it no easier, flip 50 between 3 plus 2, I'm seeing your baby daddy over tripping, like a 4 with the street black, going from the hood, I know the blessings coming all time, see my nigga Tisha dunk when I was only 13, 13 years later, she tried to give me the white thing, shook my head playing, Lord, give me the strength, take my family off the hook, put them back to a temp, I got a short temp, plus a warrior need light, never settle for less, can give a fuck if you white, black, red, orange, or green like money, got mommy from the hood and I ain't seen much funny, doing good is one thing, but baby, give it your best, cause it's hard out here, you got
to
do the middle is the glass, it's love in the air. I see you in the morning, seeing on my ground from the night until dawn. And I'm on my Diddy Bop, rubber bands on my wrist. And I'm in love with that way you like to move them hips. It's not a trip, I call this here a journey. I ain't gotta teach you cause you already know me. You're so amazing with every little thing you do. Ain't got a lot left hand, tell the whole truth. And no boo, cause smother this he can do. Every little step like the homie by Big B. I'm on my pace, that means point. Stick with the kid, get your knees in your
so amazing, you never try to play me. I just wanna show you that you are my baby.
My baby,
girl, you're so amazing, amazing, amazing. Girl, you're so amazing, amazing, amazing. Girl, you're so amazing, you never try to play me. I just wanna show you that you are my baby.
My baby.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Yes, Teddy, what do you think about that song?
I like that song. That's some hotness. I will bump that in my iPod, car, CD player, radio, wherever I can, you know, play it on. I'll play it.
I appreciate it. Yeah. I love it. Wow. I love it. I love it. It's, you know what I'm saying, it's more that where it came from. You know what I'm saying? I do got something else that I could have sent y'all that y'all definitely would have loved too, but I had to send y'all that. I had to.
I like that song. I really do. I like the beat. The beat caught me, and then, you know, the words, it just made it hot for me because I'm a real true music head. And if the beat
right.
don't
Shout
sound
to
right
K.O.
to me.
King on that. He definitely followed me. You could, he on Twitter, too. He one of my followers on Twitter. I think he in NY. He in New York right now, I think. But K.O. King, K.O. King, he definitely, you know what I'm saying, good look on that. He the one that made the beat for me or whatnot. And got it right for me, so, you know, shout out to him.
So what we're going to do right now, ladies, if you want to talk to Main Squeeze right quick, I want you to press the number one right now.
Do that. All right.
We got our first caller calling out of area code 876-377. If you're here, talk to him.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
What up?
Wow. That was a long conversation. Can I know the topic that you guys are doing?
Yeah, tonight's topic is going to be on clingy women. Is it right or is it not? But right now, we're just doing an interview with lesbian hip hop artist Main Squeeze. Do you have any questions for her?
Oh, hey, Queen.
Hey, how you doing? What up?
I'm good. I'm from Jamaica. Where you from?
I'm good. I can't complain. Thank you for calling in. Showing she's on some love.
But is she fam? Are you a fam, actually?
Am I a fam? You talking about me? Is Main Squeeze a fam?
Queen,
nah.
What up, her name is?
I'm far from a fam, babe. I might sound like one, but I ain't no fam, babe.
Oh, you so curly, like googly. What? You said you talked about clingy fam? Clingy women?
Yes, ma'am, clingy women. We'll get to that topic in about 10 minutes. If you stick on the phone, we'll definitely begin right to it, okay?
Oh, please don't take long like last time.
Okay, you have a nice day. Thank you.
She ready for that topic.
Yeah. I know, right? Area code 804-728. Talk to me.
Oh, yeah, I got a question. This famous, what can I get that song from? I'll like, get a copy of your CD or something.
Oh, it's definitely gonna be on deathpiff.com tomorrow on June 2nd. You know what I'm saying? It's, mm-hmm. It's June 1st right now, so definitely search Main Squeeze, MainSqueeze.
Mm-hmm.
Search that on deathpiff.com tomorrow, and the mixtape is called It's Time, Her Story, number 6.
I was gonna say that song was real. I liked it, man.
Appreciate that. It's definitely on the mixtape. So make sure you cop the mixtape tomorrow, June 2nd, 2012. It will be on deathpiff.com. I will be posting the link too. I'm gonna be posting the link like crazy on my Twitter. So if you're following me, you'll definitely be able to have easy access to it or whatnot.
What's
your
Twitter?
It's definitely on the mixtape. My Twitter
yeah.
is also Main Squeeze. That's MAN. It's all one word. MANESQUEEZE.
All
and,
right.
You can definitely get the link from there tomorrow on June 2nd when I post that mixtape link. So it's gonna be track number 6 on there. So I appreciate you calling in and showing that love on that.
All right, man.
All right.
I like that. They were ready.
I told you, man, that trend is hot, man. I'm trying to tell you.
I appreciate it.
It definitely was a hot track. You know? It was realness. It wasn't all about that. Like I told you, man, like sometimes we just need to lay back and chill. So, well, ain't no wrong with bouncing that booty because we all like to get that little booty vibe, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes we need to relax and it's something that's going to feed our mind, you know?
Right.
That definitely feeds the mind. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to ask the ladies one more time. First, the number one, If you would like to talk to Vance, please don't be shy. If you want to ask her a question, anything, you know.
Yeah, hit us up. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here with y'all for a moment. So, yeah, definitely hit them up. Ask me whatever it is you want to know while you got me.
Well, so until then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get you to repeat your information one more time and just see if somebody else pressed the one.
Cool, no problem. Check me out on YouTube at Study Me TV. That's all one word, ladies. STUDEME TV. Y'all can hit me up on my Twitter at Main Squeeze. That's MANESQUEEZE. I got a Facebook too. Just search Main Squeeze. The same way I just gave it to you. MANESQUEEZE. And y'all definitely make sure y'all cop the mixtape tomorrow, June 2nd, on thattip.com. I'm saying just search Main Squeeze, and the mixtape is called It's Time, Verse Story, the mixtape.
All right. Y'all ladies heard it. We want to thank you, Main Squeeze, for coming on to She's On Radio. And any last words you want to say to the people before we let you go?
Man, I thank y'all for having me, most importantly. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed this time with y'all. I appreciate y'all reaching out and having me on the show. Shout out to anybody that called in on the show, asked me any questions, or even asked for the information to get in touch with me. You know what I'm saying? It's all love. I appreciate y'all. And y'all keep rocking with me, because I ain't going to do nothing to give y'all good music. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to hurt y'all. So rock with me, and I'm going to rock with you.
She's on ain't going nowhere, so you got us. Got us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're going to keep. Oh, we'll keep you in rotation. We'll keep you in rotation as soon as we get out there.
As
soon as we get this satellite FM video, hopefully. I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're definitely going to be keeping you in rotation because I like your music. So.
I appreciate it. I'm here. Oh, y'all got my contact, KP, so. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is hit me up. You know what I'm saying? And I will make the time. I will take the time out to, you know what I'm saying, holler at whoever. So, just holler at me. I appreciate y'all.
Let me ask you one more quick question because people vibing, they feeling you, right? So,
cool.
If any of these women want to book you, want to say, hey, Main Squeeze, we want you at our next event, how can they get in contact with you? What's your booking information?
Y'all can book me. My booking information is Book Main Squeeze, so that's BOOKMANESQUEEZE @gmail.com. If you want a direct number to call 336-420-7678. But definitely hit up that booking at Book Main Squeeze @gmail.com. Don't forget them triple E's, you know what I'm saying, after that Q. You know what I'm saying? They mess a lot of people up. They want to put two E's instead of three. So, again, that's BOOKMANESQUEEZE @gmail.com. All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming on. We're going to let you get your rest. And, be easy, man. Thank you so much.
You too, man. Thank y'all again. Y'all have a beautiful night. And, again, salute. I appreciate y'all for the time.
And y'all definitely get that mixtape tomorrow, Dead Tip. Y'all need to search for that because we got to support each other. So y'all go ahead and support Main Squeeze. And definitely she will be back because I will make sure. So you have a good one, man.
You too.
All right, thank you.
No problem, thank you. Peace out.
You too, thank you. All right, ladies, tonight's topic tonight, what? It's going to be based on the clingy woman, the clingy female. Is it okay to be clingy, Daddy? Like, what is your outlook on that?
My outlook is, I had a conversation with somebody that I'm talking to, and we was talking about it.
It just depends, you know. Me personally, I don't necessarily like a clingy woman. I mean, whether it be on the phone or, you know, in person. Because if you're in person and y'all chilling or whatnot, and you get up, like, to go to the bathroom or to go get you a drink of water, they might be like, where you going? I'm going to the bathroom. I'm like, I'll be right back. You ain't got to be all up on me. Now, if you're watching a movie or you're relaxing and you're chilling, then, yeah, you can be. That's the time to be clingy. Not you be clingy 24/7. You know, you need your space. You got to breathe. Especially, it's getting hot now. You don't want to be all up on somebody when it's hot. I'm just saying. I like for mine, if I have somebody, my partner, my lady, to be on me. But if it's 95 degrees outside, oh, no. I can't. That's just too much. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. Everybody else, you know, how they own take on clinginess in a relationship. How you feel about it, bro?
I mean, point blank period, clinginess is definitely a term the off. Can't say it on the air. Y'all ladies already know what I want to say. It is a turn off. When I go to the bathroom and you're right behind me saying, hey, boo, that is
hey,
a turn off. When I go to sleep at night and I wake up and you have your hot breath all down my breath, all down my face, breathing on my nose, that is a turn off. When I just text you 2 seconds ago and you text me the third second and say, boo, why you ain't text me back? That is a turn off. When I walk to the store and next thing you know, you're right behind me saying, boo, I want to come too. That is a turn off. Ladies, there's nothing wrong with spending time with your boo. There's nothing wrong with it. I happen to love spending time with my boo. I don't even care if it's 24/7. But you got to give them space. You know what I'm saying? You still be around 24/7, but you got to give them some type of, you ain't got to be around them. Going out the room, looking at some TV or something. Go play with the candy man or something.
Go
you know
run
what
around
what
a circle, something, basketball. It's a time for to be clingy, and it's a time not to be clingy. You know, if you go into the store and you're right behind me, I'm like, yo, I'm just going to run to the store, you know, get some cigarettes, get a soda, juice or something, and you right behind me, come on now. Now, if I ask you, hey, you want to go to the store with me, you want to walk with me, then you come with me, or vice versa. But you ain't got to be all up on me like paint on the wall. That'll make you not want to be with that person.
I don't think.
Bro, it's like this. If somebody want to be that clean, go get a dog. Go get a cat. Go get a bird, something.
It ain't no time to be clingy, man. Don't be sitting up here telling these women that it is okay to be clingy.
It's not okay. What I mean by being clingy is like you say, if you booed up and you chilling, but you gotta have some space. You gotta have
that's
some time to yourself.
That's not clingy, bro. That is spending time with your boo. That's not clingy. It's totally different things from just spending time with your boo, holding it, sharing a kiss or a hug or holding hands or sharing a Slurpee or something than actually breathing down on my Slurpee and spitting all in my eyeballs and stuff like that. Now, that's clingy.
No.
That's not cute at all.
I don't think
that women should be clingy. You know, but you have people that are the stalkers, overprotective. You got people like that. But I'm just, when it's coming towards me, I don't like it. Some people like that. Some people like dealing with stalkers, killers, and zombies, and all kinds of different types of women. You know, I don't knock you. You do what you gotta do, but don't come at me with it, because boo boo. That's not for me. I can't do it. There's other things you can do than being stuck up your boo's butt 24/7. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when I say stuck up, I don't mean living with them and all that. I'm talking more smacking in their face. Yeah, you know.
Like right in their face. You wake up, oh, my God. Hey.
That extra stuff, man. It ain't cute. Thank you. You're losable like that.
Right? Yeah.
Because you know what? They're going to get tired of you. They're going to get tired of your booty. I ain't going to say the word I want to say. But they're going to get tired of you. You know? What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to ask you a question about Touch Me Not studs. I know we discussed this before, but somebody else wanted me to bring this back on again. Which is okay. We love to talk. There's nothing wrong with that. How do you feel about studs that do not want to be touched during sex? How do you feel about that? Is that a yay or a nay? Or
that's a nay. I mean, I really don't understand it, but, I mean, if that's what they like to do, I'm not going to knock them. But me personally, I love to be touched by a woman. Oh, my God, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I think my opinion is if you don't want to be touched, what's the point of being a lesbian? I mean, really, though. That's what it boils down to for me. If I'm going to touch her, I for damn sure hope she's going to touch me back and please me like I'm pleasing her. Because it'll be pointless. I mean,
well,
that's how I feel.
But I don't know people that don't like to be touched. Do I agree with it? No. Sometimes you just don't want to be touched.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just don't want to be touched. Sometimes you just don't have the urge to be touched by somebody. It's not that you don't love them anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just sometimes you don't want to be touched. But when you have a person that every time we have sex and I touch your body or your butt or whatever and you flinch up and say no, you know, that's how she is born. You know what I'm saying? Now that's a person that's sick or something like that, and that's understandable. But I just feel like, you know, touching each other in a relationship is a big deal. It's, you know, it's showing each other's, it's like showing each other's emotions and being physical with each other. That's like something that's just awesome. Like, you know what I'm saying? For a stud to open up their legs and not let a woman go down there, that's just, that's a tease. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a big tease.
I'm not like that. Somebody want to go, hey, you can go have fun, do you. I'm going to lay back and enjoy the ride. That's all I'm going to say.
Shit, we like to moan, too.
I like to moan, too. You can make me holler.
Yeah.
You doing some things. Hello.
We like to do backflips, too. We like to do splits. We like to grab faces. We like to grab halves, too, and scratch back. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Sometimes we like to be put to sleep sometimes. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
You put me to sleep, oh, you in business.
I'd rather be put to sleep every day. It ain't no sometimes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's
a great stress reliever. You know?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hard day at work or hard day, you know, if you out looking for employment, you come back home, your girl or your boo thing or whatever the case may be, y'all get it in and she puts you to sleep. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Man, ain't nothing like some good old-fashioned, I ain't even gonna say it. So what I'm going to do right now, ladies, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to take the first caller. I'm going to ask you, do you think it's okay to be clingy, and do you think it's okay to be a touch-me-not? Let's go with the first caller. Area code 314-357, talk to me.
Hello, how are you all doing tonight?
All right.
I'm calling from St. Louis. Good job on the show, first of all. It's my first time listening, but great job. As far as the clinginess, I think that a person has to be okay with being with themselves in order to not be clingy. And I think that if somebody is that clingy where they can't be within, like, especially in a relationship that's 6 months or less, If you can't spend 2 to 3 days a week by yourself and just enjoying the newness of the relationship, then chances are you probably don't need to be in a relationship. Because you have to enjoy you before you can be with somebody. Clinginess is a big difference between clinginess and wanting to get to know somebody and form that intimate bond that we as women that love women is one reason why women love harder than straight couples. So if you, to me, when you clingy or needy like that, you kind of need to spend time with yourself and get to know who you are so you can know what to offer and not be, because to me, clingy means insecure. Because,
amen,
like, you don't want a second to right there.
Right.
And that's just me. And there's nothing talking bad about, because I'm saying me, I'm a femme, I'm 32. I came a mother at a young age. I came out to my family 2 years after my son was born, and I felt the need to be in a relationship to prove a point to my family. And that, to me, was me clingy, because I went, when one relationship broke up, I moved on and moved the next one in, because I wanted to prove that I could have a family unit in a lesbian relationship. But now that I've spent like 12, 14 months by myself, I understand the most important thing you can do to be in a healthy relationship is to be in love with yourself and be secure with yourself, so when you meet somebody, you can encourage them and not make them want to run away, but make them want to stay. So to me, clingy has more to do than just, I just want to be around you all the time. That's something that's crying out for help, and something hasn't been touched. And the best thing you can do for somebody like that is tell them, hey, we need space. Let's just do each other. Because to me, clinginess means it's more underlying issue than just, I want to see you every day. It's forced to touch me, not good. I came up with a stud other parent. She's never been with a man. My mom didn't mess around. My mom never touched her today. They had been together 20 years. And now they've been together 31. So I kind of understand the transpoint where she came up back in the day where back then a lot of the bushes and what they call bull daggers didn't do that. But now her and my mom renew their vows, and they mess with each other, and I really don't want to know that because they're my parents. But I think that it comes along with you feeling comfortable about who you are. And her and my mom did go to counseling because she never really fully accepted her sexuality. She just knew she didn't like men. She didn't want a man to touch her, and she was in a relationship with a woman. And she was so focused on being a breadwinner that she got so hard where she couldn't understand her own sexuality. So I think that to have to say they want to be touched, it shouldn't be a public thing. Like, our bedroom shouldn't be public. Even if we break up, I shouldn't be one of them say, well, you let me strap down on you, or you know what I'm saying? Like, certain things, I think that us younger lesbians, sometimes we too loose with our lips. And films can do it, and a stud be like, I don't want to fool with no more films. Not saying that it takes away from you, but it's the brotherhood of certain studs that don't like to be touched and certain studs that have some problems with studs that use strap-ons or get strapped on and say, oh, you ain't a stud. That's why certain studs have their back against the wall, because they don't want females to do that to them. You know, it's all about the way you carry yourself and how you can just sit back and be like, you know what, my back in the day, I never knew my mom and my stud daddy had sex. And to me, the more people that know about your sexual being, it's too easy for people to take things. And that goes back to labels. Like, when you put labels on certain people without knowing who they are, and you start having sex too fast and not knowing what they need to be pleased, then that puts you in a whole situation to where everything is uncomfortable. And I think it's so much that when they get with the right person, I don't deal with studs and say that they won't let me touch me, period. But once they get a certain point in the relationship and they get comfortable, then we work that out as we get to know each other. And that goes with dating and courting, which we need to do so we can get to learn this about people. That's all.
All right, we definitely respect your opinion, and you definitely hit home on a couple of things, and we want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio, and you have a nice day, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to go to the next caller right now, area code 334-464. I want you to tell me your opinion on clingy women. Is it okay? Touch me not, is it okay?
All right, man, what's up? I'm calling from Bama. All right, first off, as far as the clean women go, I'm going to say that's a nay for that. But like y'all said earlier, I don't need you all up my butt trying to do what I do. Like, if I want to go check the mail, I don't need you come check the mail with me. I'm not a kid. Don't put me in the backpack with a leash.
Yeah.
So it ain't going to work. So for that. I'm like, because that's like my early relationship with my girl now, that's how it all was. If I go somewhere, she went somewhere. I had to tell her, like, we sat down and talked about it, like, look, sometimes we do these things. Hell, at first I couldn't even go on a vacation without her. But after talking and getting out of the air, she understood that, yeah, sometimes I need my space, and she don't have to learn how to be alone because she's always been in a relationship. But after a while, it's something just to grow in. Hopefully the one you with can grow out of it. If you can't grow out of it, then it's not going to work out because nobody wants to be covered 24/7. It's not like, hey, there's a damn stalker status right there. You got to know what I'm doing, where I'm going. If you in my text messages, if you in my emails, it ain't going to work. That's just insecurity. So they got to learn to move past that. Some might be okay with it, but I'm honest, I'm not the one for it. And as far as that touch me not for studs, plain and simple, you female. Females like being touched. It's a form of affection. Hell, if you touch me, if my girl touched me, it's just a calming effect on me. It's going to calm me down. It's what keeps me cool, keeps me mellow. It's what keeps me mellow. But plain and simple, you all females. Yeah, some are like that. I don't understand it. I don't claim to understand it. But it's what you're going to do. And I'm going to do me. I love when my girl touch me. That's all it is, really.
I hear that. Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on, giving your opinion, you know. Like I told the lady before, you definitely hit home on some things.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for coming on, and you have a good one.
All right, you too. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to take our next caller, area code 205-200. Question is, what is your input on clean women? Is it okay? And touch me not studs, is that okay? Talk to me.
Hi, how y'all doing tonight?
All right, and you?
All right. Well, my first opinion on the clingy situation, well, I'm married. So I've been with my wife. We've been together 18 years. I dealt with that at first. But, you know, now it's like, you know, we've been together so long, you know, we have friends that we go out with, you know, but we each other, you know, best friends. You know what I'm saying? Me and her just got that type of relationship. But it's some people that, you know, be trying to run away from their women, you know what I'm saying, because they just be on them like that. But, I mean, I can understand, you know, you guys' input about the clingy thing because, you know, I don't, you know, she gives me my space. She ain't got to go to the bathroom when I go, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. So I do understand, and, you know, you guys' point of view about that. And as far as the touch me not stud thing, when I first came out in life, I met my wife. I got my first serious relationship when I was 17, when I met her. And, you know, I kicked it with other females, but I didn't want them to touch me. Because for me, it was a situation of me wanting the first woman that I experienced that with, I wanted it to be the one that I felt like I was going to spend my life with. So that happened, you know, with her, you know, once that we, you know, knew that this was, we were going to be together, you know, relationship and all of that, then it made me feel comfortable, you know. So for me, it was that type of situation because, you know, it's nothing wrong with it because we are women, you know, and, you know, it is a beautiful thing, you know, to experience that. You know, but, you know, for me, I can kind of understand that, you know, for some women, you know, it depends on the situation. But just like I said, you know, for me, it was just a situation of where, you know, just I wanted her to be the one. And, you know, that I felt like, you know, this could be my wife. So that was my situation. But I do understand, you know, you guys' point of view, and everybody made some valid points tonight from what I was listening. I've been really enjoying you guys' show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we definitely enjoy you. You know,
okay.
It's hard to, you never really hear too much about couples making it over 10 years, and for you to make it over 10 years, I have to applaud you, you know, and your wife.
Thank you. I mean, you know, and you know, it's hetero, you know, gay relationships with women, you know, is to me, we go through things, you know, just like straight couples do, you know, but it's just all according on how you deal with, you know, the situation. But, you know, she's been good to me and I've been good to her. We raised a child together that's about to graduate, so. You know, hey, the sky is the limit. You know, if you find somebody that's your equal, you know, I don't know, I guess your heart tells who she is, you know, and that's how it kind of was for me, you know. So, you know, I really enjoy you guys. Show she out of town right now. She'll be back Saturday. I've been missing her like hell. Show her sister.
Oh.
Baby. So I let her go to Florida because I had to work, so. I really enjoy listening to y'all show. It's really cool. I'm gonna check y'all out more often.
Thank you so much for the support. This week is gonna be our last week doing the 12 to 2. Starting Monday, we will go back to 11 to 1.
Okay.
So you know, tomorrow you can, you know, if you do call in at 12, but if you call in Monday, call in at 11.
Okay. I sure will. All
right. I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us, and you have a nice night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, area code 973-380. The question for you is, clingy woman, is it okay to be clingy, or is touch me not studs? Is that okay? Give me your input. Talk to me, this KC. Hello, 205. All right, 205. Well, let's see. Area code 973-380. Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Going good.
I don't know. I think the clingy thing goes from relationship to relationship because some people are into that and want you to be on them and they enjoy it. Other people ain't beat. Like, I see you when I see you. I want to chill with you when I want to chill with you. Like, don't call me, I'll call you. And as far as the touch me not studs, again, that's by person to person because I've been talking to a stud for a minute now, and she's a touch me not stud. Personally, I'm not used to it. And when she told me how she felt, I was a little shocked. Like, she was like, she doesn't do. I was like, well, what are we supposed to do? What happens now?
Oh.
And, I mean, it works out kind of, sort of, because, yeah, I like her, but it's not my choice. Like, if I had a choice, I would definitely be eating her down. But, again, it goes by the person and what you're willing to try and make something work with the person.
That's true, too. You know, just like I said, you know, some people just don't want to be touched. You feel what I'm saying? You never know what that person's going through at that time or at that time of day. And some people, some people don't even want to be touched because they've been through stuff in their life. You feel what I'm saying? Could have been something tragic might have happened or that somebody might have did it the wrong way. That happens a lot for studs. The films, you don't know what you're doing. No, I'm just joking.
But, I mean, I found it a lot, like, in the older generation of studs, the more back in the day throwback, you don't see often the endangered species studs. Because the newest studs that I'm used to dealing with, they like, hey, you
yeah,
do me, I do
cool.
you. So
what do most studs portray? They portray what gender?
They portray the male gender.
Right. Now, what man, sorry for talking like that, you know, I had to get my emphasis out. Now, what man do you know? Now, I know a whole lot of me. And all I'm going to say, man, give me head in the bed, in the bed, you feel me? So, all right, y'all betraying the man, so come on now, jump aboard. Stop worrying about society. Society don't care nothing about you. Be out here trying to fit in with everybody, man. I ain't gonna get no head, man, because they ain't going to call me no punk tomorrow, man. Trust me, call me a poo-poo, because I love to get my poo-poo leg over. You heard that, KC like the poo-poo lick, okay? And Teddy, like Teddy, you like your lick too.
Yes, Teddy do, yes.
You love that teddy bear suck, don't you?
Yes, come on. Teddy bear like that, yes, Teddy do.
I'm saying, I ain't even mad at you because I know how I feel about the situation. Hmm. But like I said, it varies because she's perfectly happy. I'm perfectly okay with it in this situation. But, man, listen, it took me a while to get used to it and get comfortable in this situation.
Well, you are not used to it because you're up here venting to us. You won't hurt the brain or people. You wanted to spread them eagles ASAP. But you know what? Let her get comfortable with you. You know, let her get comfortable with you, and maybe one day while she's sleep, you can kind of tickle the poo-poo a little bit. See, actually, she might let you go
all the way.
Yeah. But that's how it starts. She might not want you to know that she's a film on the inside. As most of us are films on the inside. They are just... We are normally the ones that will moan louder than...
And that's what makes it so sexy, because y'all try to portray this hard role and y'all so tough, but as soon as y'all start moaning, that is the sexiest thing in the world.
Y'all heard that the fans like to stir at the moan. Did you hear that?
I heard it, bro, because I'm like that. I might try to be all hard, but yeah, after a while you can't be hard no more.
Even men sound like little plucked chickens when they getting head, man. Y'all been looking at them flicks. The flicks speak for yourself. Them flicks, man. Them damn men, they be like, oh, baby. So if they can moan, why we can't moan? Y'all up there trying to be somebody y'all not, man. Be who you are, man. If you like it, to get it in, get it in. Don't worry about the side, man. Like I told you, the side ain't worried about you. They don't even know who you are. You up there trying to get in.
That's because you're trying to be hard the whole time. You got to maintain your persona the whole time. But at the end of the day, I got with you because you're a woman. Like, show me that you're still a woman.
Stop trying to be hard for Facebook tagging people and stuff, man.
Right.
Up there tweeting, yeah, I like it hard, man. Whatever, man.
Whatever.
No, she be in there screaming opera at night. Ain't no wrong with that. Screaming, baby.
Hitting them high notes.
Go ahead and
make you hit that high note.
Trying to beat somebody. That's one thing that is a string turn off for me, other than the clinger, is someone that's just being fake, that's faking it. Be real, be who you are. If you like your butt plugs lit, if you like your poo poo lit, you like sucking toes, you like scratching back or pulling hair, if you like that, because some studs like to get choked. Some studs even like the strap. You know what I'm saying? If y'all like it, do what you do. Don't nobody need to know what goes on in your bedroom. Do what you do.
Right.
Stop worrying about what people think about you, man. Because, look, let me tell you something. I don't like the strap, but guess what? If I did, it would be none of y'all motherfucking business. Straight up. Stop that. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand, like, that's just one thing I can't stand. It's fake. Don't be fake. Be real about it, man. If you like it, moan. Oh, I don't want with that, you know?
Oh. But I did not want to hear you moan. I mean, I didn't want to hear you.
Yes, you did. Stop lying.
No, I did.
We're not going to tell everybody what happened last night, okay?
Oh, shut your mouth. We're going to put that on the air. See? I got the belt for you. Yes, I do.
But definitely, sweetheart, we definitely want to thank you. You call it for
Baltimore. Is that Jersey?
Yeah.
I knew it. I know that area code.
Yeah, I'm going to be back in the South soon, though.
What part of the South you coming to?
North Carolina.
Oh, shit. Carolina.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm moving back to Greensboro.
Well, you ain't going to be too far from She's Home, so you know. That's where we at. We in Richmond, so we ain't too far.
No, you in Richmond. I'm in North
Carolina. Oh, shut up.
Let's get this right.
I mean, personally, nothing against it, but I can't stand Virginia. It's the longest state in the entire world.
Don't feel bad. I've been here all my life. I don't like it either.
Did she just say she don't like Virginia?
I sure as hell, I sure did.
Did she say that? Hold on. Did New Jersey just say she don't like Virginia?
She did.
It is so long to get out of Virginia.
What about North Carolina? Y'all about 5 hours in and out.
Once I get to North Carolina, once I finally get out of Virginia, it only costs me, say, 20 minutes to cross the state line to get to my grandmother's house, and then maybe 2 hours to get to my house.
Nah, man. Yeah, Virginia
it's just
is
getting
long,
through
man.
Virginia. Virginia is a 6-hour ride itself.
You'd be like, damn, it's so small on the map, right?
It's all on the bro. Shit, you be like, is we out of Virginia yet? Like, really? I'm not seeing the damn sign.
I'm talking about Virginia, man.
I live here, bro. I can talk about it. I feel
like,
what you saying.
You live where it smells like baby diapers. That's what you live at.
What the hell?
Like baby diapers.
Look, if you don't talk about cities, you live in a city that got a baseball team, the Flying Squirrels. Where they do that at?
At least we don't smell like doo-doo. Shit, I'd rather be a flying squirrel to smell like that. But yeah, Miss Jersey, I want to thank you for calling in. She's on. We definitely enjoy
you.
And, definitely keep in contact. You know, we're on every night, 11, back to 11 next week. So say this number in your phone, all right?
I'm definitely going to tune in again.
All right.
Have a good one.
We gonna go ahead to area code 876-377. Talk to us.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About the clingy thingy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on what if you want to be clingy to the person, because, you know, some stuff get annoyed by it. And they think that you're just stupid, you're just overly active, just because, you know, you got a stud and XYZ. That's just plain stupid. Some of them, they like it because they think, like, yeah, the girl is showing interest in me. She likes me like that. I'm a cool person, so she kind of like me. So it depends on the type of thing that they want. But some bitches are just too up.
That's true.
I really don't have anything to say.
What do you think about? I'm very picky,
so I normally date friends, so I don't really know what to say about the touch me not stud. But if I do have one, she can tell me whether or not to lick it.
I hear that. So, do you like touch me not? Because you date one?
Yeah. I think I only dated one, but it was like, oh my gosh, I'm so shy, it annoyed me. Not too long, until I hit her, to really get out of my life.
Okay. So is there anything you want to ask us or talk to us about?
there's a lot of things, but I know other people may be on the line and want to say something.
So what I'll do is...
At the church. I didn't get you at the church.
What I'll do is I'll go and I'll see if anybody else wants to talk to us. If y'all do want to talk to us, press 1. And if nobody hits us back within the next 15 minutes, I'll come right back to you, okay?
Well, I'm going to go somewhere right now, so I'm not sure you're going to get me. But there's one thing I want to say about the church. I didn't get through with the church.
Okay. What did they say?
I didn't see anything to say. The only church I was thinking was like Kingston. That's the nearest, but I didn't get no address. I didn't get nothing. So I'm going to have to try again like tomorrow. So
what you can do, and there's a couple of numbers on there on that contact us page. I was looking at it. You can maybe call one of those numbers and they can give you a number.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try again and see what I can get. But is it like an evil church? Because someone told me that they do evil stuff there.
Oh, I just know it's a church for those that are in the light. They are gay.
Okay. People tell me that they serve the devil, but I'm going to see for myself. Someone told me that they do evil stuff and serve the devil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I definitely don't know. You'll have to call or, you know, call them, see what's going on.
Yeah. I ain't scared, so even if they do, I'm still gonna go. But thanks for the and everything. You're pretty sweet. Okay. So you and your co-hosts and your other fans can have a good night, okay?
Okay, you have a good night too, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So I just want to give you ladies a quick list of how you would know that your woman is a clingy woman or that she is desperate for a date or a relationship. These are all warning signs, okay? Yeah. A persistent serial dater. This is one of the ways a guy or a girl can tell a woman's desperate for a date. So she's constantly with a guy or a girl, and usually ones that don't stick around very long, and she can't be alone. She's in and out of relationships before they really get started. Guys or girls can tell if a woman's needy and clingy because she's changing girlfriends faster than current hills. I know that's right. This is a good column. I just thought that I'd read it to you all because I just feel like, you know, some people don't know a clingy one when they see one. So, pretty much if a woman's had more than one boyfriend a short span of time, then you know she's desperate, needy, and clingy. The average woman who dates seriously usually has 2-3 girlfriends or boyfriends and has dated them for at least a year or longer over a certain period of time. The average woman has had at least 3 serious relationships within 5 years. If you also hear from a woman's friends or even acquaintances, whether personal or professional, of why her boyfriends or girlfriends don't stick around, that's a red flag to pay close attention to as a sign a woman is desperate or needy. How do you feel about that, Chad?
You got to repeat the last part of that because I didn't quite hear it.
Which part? About the red flag or?
Yeah, the red flag part, yeah.
But it's pretty much saying if you also hear from a woman's friends or even acquaintances, whether personal or professional, of why her relationships don't stick around, that's a red flag to pay close attention to as a sign a woman is desperate or needy.
Okay. Now I'm thinking about, like, one of her callers. It's somebody that's insecure about themselves and they gotta have that attention, and they don't get this attention from this one, they gonna hop to the next one. It's like one of the callers said, it's an insecurity thing and they gotta work within themselves, you know, to deal with it so they won't be clingy.
Okay. That's a good point. You know,
if a woman just got out of a relationship yesterday and she's pursuing you today, that's a red flag to me. It doesn't sound right. There's no way she can be over that person in one day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a red flag. That lets you know she might be crazy, and that's why she's not where she was at yesterday, today. So keep on the lookout for that, ladies. I want to go into the next one, which is pretty much micromanaging her entire life and existence around a girl. This is something that would drive the average girl nuts because she's got everything she's doing that day, night, minute, weekend, all mapped out without much consideration for the girl's schedule. She also expects a girl to rearrange her schedule to make sure that she's penciled in 90% of the time. Her plans are excessive in detail and will fit you in moment notice and have in regards for anyone else she may have plans. Plus, she'll begin planning her future prematurely by already thinking marriage and kids before the second month of dating. It's stuff like this which have many girls bailing out on girls because girls want to know that the woman they're dating is not mentally unbalanced. Girls like to take their time in dating and getting to know a woman. But usually after the first few months to a year, men know or women know if the woman is worth something long-term or marriage material. Ladies, if you want to keep your girl around longer than a month, keep the chat about marriage and babies out of the equation until the time is appropriate to address the subject. Girls, if you find yourself dealing with a woman who has an agenda, meaning she wants marriage and kids by a certain time, it's way too early in the relationship to be discussing that. Family, that means you have to be needy, clingy, and desperate woman on your hands. So, how do you feel about that, Debbie?
Lord have mercy, my mind is but blank right now, bro. Oh, my God. I agree with what you just said. And that's all I can say right now. Huh?
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man.
No, you go ahead. Trust me, because my mind is a blank, so you go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get to the next one. Getting too attached way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
This can creep somebody out when girls start getting attached to people too fast, even more saying I love you after a few dates. And usually before the first month has even gone by. This can border on excessive, and many girls will bail when this happens by not returning phone calls or emails. Girls, if you find that a woman is getting too attached to you after the first 10 dates, you're dealing with a needy and clingy woman. This is time to take a clean break if you're involved with the needy and clingy desperate girl. What do you think about that?
That's so true. If you know, you talking to somebody and y'all start dating, if it's like 3 weeks into it and you saying I love you, how you know you really, you know, love that person?
Mm-hmm.
You love the moment. You don't love that person, you love the moment. Because it could get 6 months down the line, and you're like, dang, I don't really love this person. Why did I this, that, and the third? Me, I'm not going to sit here and say that I haven't done it before. I've done it in my past when I was younger. But as I got older, I'm like, no, I can't do that. I'm going to get to know you, your ins, your outs, what makes you mad, what don't make you mad. And if I feel in time, 6 months from now, if I feel as though I love you, I'll say I love you. But it's not going to happen 3 days or 3 weeks after the fact.
Because,
like I said, that's not love. That's love for the moment.
You better love for the moment, girl.
I told you when I was younger. I ain't even gonna lie. When I was younger, yeah, for the moment. But, like I say, I'm almost 30 years old. I want to get to know a person. They in, they out. I'm not going to say I love you after 3 weeks. I like you. I like you a lot, but I'm not going to say I love you. Not yet. You got to get that time. Love grows over time.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to the next one, ladies. This is a real good one. The need of calling, email, and texting is way too much. I think I said that before,
the fact that we all like to have that sense of communication, but some women take it overboard by calling, texting, or emailing a girl more than 7 times a day. Well, women don't realize that girl's not annoying when they're having their phone blowing up with calls and text messages or accepting emails more than 7 times a day. It's fine calling, check in, or text if the girl's someplace where she can't answer the phone, but to call every few minutes until she answers will result in you taking her to voicemail more than she wants you to. Women learn the hard way when they get to the point that they're calling, texting, emailing can get out of hand, and they find themselves having to talk to a voicemail, text messages being unreturned, and emails being blocked. If a woman can't go so much time without blowing up a girl's phone with calls and text messages or emails, inbox, you need to consider drastic changes, and one of them will be cutting this woman off completely. How do you feel about that?
I agree with that cold-heartedly. I mean, it's all right, you know, to talk to him, you know, in the morning, give it some time, afternoon, you know, do that type of thing. But don't call me every 5 freaking minutes or text me every 5 minutes, especially if I'm with my kids. You know, I mean, that makes me, okay, this chick might be a stalker. I need to let this go. Delete her on Facebook, Twitter. If you got MySpace, block her from your phone. Because that's some scary shit. You got to know my every move. I don't have to know your every move. If you tell me, well, hey, I'm going to the club, I'll let you know when I get home. Okay. That's fine. Or if I tell you I'm going out, I'll let you know when I get there. I'll call you when I get home. I'll text you, I'm in the house. That's fine. But don't call. You can't call somebody, excuse me, every 5 minutes, because that's going to turn them off, and they're not going to want to deal with you. And you don't, like you said, you don't talk to that voicemail more than you actually talk to that person. You're gonna be good. You might fall in love with the voicemail. Fall in love with the person you're gonna talk to the voicemail so much.
And all that's
gonna do is make you mad and piss you off. Like the first couple messages will be fine, be sweet. I love you. I miss you. 4 or 5 messages down the line, you cussing her out, calling her every name but a child of God.
Huh.
How you feel about it?
I mean, pretty much, I'm not really a phone text person, to be honest with you. I text family and friends and DaBoo or whatever, but if DaBoo had to call me and text me 24 hours a day, she don't need to be DaBoo, okay? Because I wouldn't even be attracted to that. You know, I'm attracted to a woman that have a backbone, that stands on their own, that can be away for a certain amount of time and can really enjoy missing me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really into all that clingy shit. That shit turns me off. It makes me agitated. It makes me,
It makes you mad. It, like in the beginning, you know, when y'all getting together, you talking is good, but after a while, they keep doing it and you talking to them and they're not listening. It pisses you off. It makes you mad. It turns you off. And you might turn and to a person that's not you.
I'll
turn
to an animal.
Oh, don't want that to happen.
Nah, man. I already look like a big bear, so they don't want me to start growling.
Oh, shit. Don't do that, bro. Please don't do that. No.
But let me go on to this next one. You know this woman is clingy if she has a profile listed with every single known dating site online and social network.
Good gracious.
This is a serious clue that she's desperate because usually someone who uses a dating or social network or service will only use 2 to 3 different services. But if you found that woman has listed herself with everything, she comes across, that's another red flag. She doesn't have much success with dating or meeting girls and not having them to bail out on her before the relationship has had a chance to take off. Another one is she's an easy person to push over. These type of women are the ones that make many girls want to leave quickly and not look back because she's one of those types that is devoid of a personality and identity.
Women like women who have individual thoughts, feelings, and opinions is not afraid to challenge her on things.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, if you find yourself dealing with a woman who basically has no qualities about her that makes her unique, it's time to jump ship and move on someone who's going to be interested in personality and mentality.
Right. Amen.
You know, attaching herself to your social network. Ah. A part of dating is to have your own circle of friends. But some women find themselves wanting to attach herself to her lover's social circle. If you find that the woman is wanting to hang out with your friends all the time and not have any time for her own separate friends, she's clingy as hell.
If she's needing
to hang out with your friends, that's a sign she doesn't have many friends of her own and tries to make it up by insisting on hanging out with your friends. And when you want to spend time with your friends without her, she's insisting on doing stuff at her house or at a place she picks out. It's hard to shake someone like that off and can become very creepy.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't want that to happen. like you have your friends, I have my friends. You want to go out with your friends? Go ahead, do you. Have fun, be safe. I'm going to do the same thing. And once we're done, we come back and, you know, the night goes on, whatever the case may be.
Here's another one. She always wants to spend time with you. Girls every now and then want to spend time doing other things or being with other people. But when a woman starts to be around you all the time, it can be very annoying. And after a while, a woman's going to wear out her welcome with a girl if she's not able to do her own thing. Women like women who are independent, meaning they're doing their own thing and not always hanging around the girl so much. If girls find themselves with a woman who doesn't seem to have a life of her own, it's time to move on because girls is going to get sick of seeing the same girl all the time. What'd they do to you?
Them type of girls make me want to run, get on the bus, and just keep going. I mean, really. I'm going to get a one-way ticket on a Greyhound somewhere. Don't know where. Just going to go. Like, don't call me. Like, don't call me. Don't text me. Don't Facebook me. Don't tweet me. Nothing. That's some scary stuff when a female does some stuff like that. That is, like, super... super dumb scary.
No, that's right. Here's another one, like, putting off her priorities for the girl. This is one thing that's nearly clearly understood with females, why they're putting off their priorities for a girl, and even more when they ditch their friends for a girl, and the only time they'll speak to them is when the girl stops calling or dumps the woman, and she needs to unload her problems on her friends. If a girl finds that a woman is like this, she's not someone you want to be involved with because she'll be prone to want to hang around all the time. And sometimes having a date with the girl is what some women need other than knowing things of importance. I ain't gonna get into that one. I'm gonna keep going. So we already
keep going,
know that. We already
keep
know
going.
That one.
Keep going.
Too overly sentimental. This is a classic sign of emotional weakness because the mushy romantic sentiment can lose meaning after a certain point. Women who get too mushy can become annoying. and girls will likely pull away when dealing with a woman who's overly sentimental. I ain't gonna talk about that one either. I'm gonna let the callers talk about that one. I'm almost done with reading, so you got to press one so y'all can talk to me and tell me how y'all feel about these columns now. Now, the next one, constantly buying your girl a gift. Getting presents is nice, but when it's too much, getting a gift can lose its meaning after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Guys usually like a woman
that can spend time with, and it's the time that's the best gift for a girl. Girls can get tired of getting gifts and will eventually lose its meaning after a certain point. So women learn the hard way when it comes to this. Talking about a past partner or spouse too much. Y'all hear that? Y'all better take heed to this one. Mm-hmm. We all get into that when we began dating, but when it comes down to it, sometimes women can overdo on the chat about the ex. We're all curious about each other's personal life with someone, but when it gets to the point where it becomes a normal part of conversation, it can take a toll on the relationship. Girls especially feel out of place when they're dealing with a woman who's constantly talking about their ex, since it makes them feel like they're in the picture when in reality they're not. If this happens too much, it's time to make changes, ladies. We'll talk about that one, too. Wanting to meet the family too soon. There's that rule of thumb about dating that you should give so much time before it suits the family. If you're dealing with a woman who's pushing to meet family and other relatives and you're barely dating too much, that's a red flag. That it may be time to hang this relationship up and move on to someone who knows how to let a relationship grow on its own. Beep, beep. Red flag, ladies, red flag. The next one is a high immaturity level in high immaturity level. And childish behavior. The fact that clingy and needy women act like immature children, this can also cause some girls to not want to date women for a while because they've had this issue on more than one occasion. This can become a problem. If a woman is not acting appropriate, it's time to reconsider whether you want to deal with this woman romantically. It's better to deal for someone who's got their head on straight and understands things as age-appropriate. Y'all heard that? Leave them childish ones alone. Those are the clean ones. Leave them alone. Let them go. Constantly having a conniption if a girl is unavailable for a date. Woo! Girls find this to be bothersome trait, and that's women who constantly have a fit if they're not available to go out and have the audacity to ask you to put your family member or friend on hold, even if they're in a hospital, to come out and hang with them. Girl, I know a lot of women like that, honey. Okay. If you encounter this kind of behavior, it's time to diss this chick because someone who cares wouldn't have a fit in that manner and wouldn't trip if a girl is unavailable for a date. Can I get a woo woo? Have a territorial, you listening, bro?
What?
Have a territorial type attitude.
What kind of attitude, bro?
A territorial.
Oh, shit. I never had that experience, but,
Ooh, Lord.
Lord, give me the strength. Jesus.
This is a sign of insecurity when a woman has to constantly cling on to a girl when other females are in presence and she always has to look like she's ready to fight.
You know why I'm laughing, don't you?
What women don't get is that women like women who are secure with themselves and not acting like they're in combat mode all the time.
It's like this. I'm going to say one thing on it after you finish.
If this is something you see too often, it may be time to back away and tell this girl if she wants to go fight to go play with the G.I. Joe figures because you don't have time for this crazy nonsense.
Right. The only thing I'm going to say about this one here, if you out, ladies, if you out with your lady and you see females and they're about looking at each other, if you confident in what you got, then you ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got to hold on for dear life like, bitch, this my girl. It's just mine. You can't hide her. If you come try to step in her, well, we going to fight. That's going to make you look like a fool.
And 9 times out of 10, if you sit there and fight, whoever you with might go with the chick that you were fighting.
Mm-hmm. But, dressing,
what? I'm about to say, I've had that happen to me, and I'm like, okay, I'm confident in mine. Y'all can look all y'all want. You feel me? Coming home with me.
Hmm. I hear that. The next one is dressing in attire that's too provocative and inappropriate. This is also an indicator of insecurity and low self-esteem when a woman has to show off her body, especially if she's overweight or deemed unattractive. If you come across this type of female, it's time to move on to someone who's comfortable in her own body and doesn't need to show off to her once she comes in contact with. Whoop, whoop, ladies, cover it up.
Amen.
This is what articles and things think about you. They're calling you clingy. So that should be an eye-opener for some ladies out there.
Yeah.
Have the capability to do something by herself. This is something girls find hard to deal with. Are women who are unable to be on their own for a certain amount of time, which opens up possible unresolved issues. If you're finding yourself having to visit situations and problems again and again, this is the time to decide whether you want to continue seeing someone who's got attachment issues. Good one. The next one is pretty much, if she's a people pleaser, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
This is a toxic element for dating as someone who's constant people pleaser and has to find reasons to please a girl. But only to find out that it was started to annoy her and she put distance between the girl and herself and winds up flipping all the pictures the girl doesn't see it with her again. This is a problem a lot of the time with women when they're dealing with high insecurity levels and themselves. Always agree with what a girl says. This is the last one. This also points to someone who doesn't have the ability to think for herself and to not challenge someone once things in general conversation opens up another issue with insecurity. If you have someone who's constantly agreeing with you, put the brakes on and walk away because you want someone who also got her own thoughts and opinions of things. Lord have mercy.
Bro, preach. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to say preach.
Okay. Girls,
you about to say?
Huh?
I said, you about to say something, but you caught yourself.
Mm-hmm. Girls are not too hard to find for a date. But when women are not paying attention to some of their behavior, that can also make things hard for them. If they're wondering why the girl they like hasn't called them back or returned emails and text messages, when women start acting desperate and needy, it can cost them a possibly good girl for dating and relationships. Needy and clingy behaviors can prove to be awful to a potential relationship if women are not careful in what they say and do around a girl. Any sign of desperate behavior can make girls want to put some distance between you and them, and body language is the biggest giveaway of a girl and woman. Need to pay close attention to things when it comes down to what they say. Girls study a woman like a homework assignment. And if she sees desperate behavior in a woman, she'll be out of there before a woman even has a chance to figure out what she did.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, now is your time to talk to me. You've heard all of the signs of being a clean woman. And I would like to know what you all think about this. I would like for you all to press the number one key right now to talk to me, to ask questions.
To ask advice.
You know, or whatever. You know.
Something.
So, let's go to the first caller. Area code 860. Talk to me.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Casey?
Alrighty.
Alrighty, it's Susan. How are you?
I'm feeling good. How are you?
You know, Daddy, I'm doing all right. I listened to the previous callers, and I just want to say I agree with all of them, except for the young lady that I couldn't hear from Jamaica. I was in a relationship for 12 years. All of the warning signs were there. I ignored them. God bless her husband is all I'm going to say. God bless her husband. I don't do clingy. In my younger years, I was very clingy because I was insecure. I was insecure with the way that I looked. And as a result of that, I pushed a lot of women away. As I got older, I started to become more secure in myself. And I decided that I was going to enjoy my alone time when I had it. I was married for 12 years to my ex-wife. As a result of her clinginess, it kind of drove a wedge between us. She was the type that was described in the article to where she enjoyed child behavior. She would sit in the corner and rock with her, sucking her thumb. She called me mommy. And, oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Okay. Yes, it was bad. All of the warning signs that you read about were there. As far as touch-me-not studs, I was a touch-me-not stud. I'm from the generation of touch-me-not bulldoggers, dykes, and butches. 2 years ago, when my wife decided that she wanted to leave and go with a man and get married to a man, God bless her, I decided that I was going to take some time off for myself. I dated briefly with one person, and she began to explore me, and it had been 20 years since I had allowed anyone to touch me. I figured out through some counseling last year that the reason why I didn't want to be touched was because I had suffered a lot of trauma in my younger years, and as a result of that, I didn't want to be touched, but I was willing to please. I just didn't want to be pleased because I thought that it was dirty because of all the molestation and rape that I had gone through. Yes. And I believe that with a lot of touch-me-nots, that is one of the core issues. I went through some trauma counseling and have been reintroduced to touch. And it started with me. It starts with me. Exploring my own body, yes. I am currently talking to a young woman, and she is excited to be able to please me. Hopefully this is the woman that I spend some of the quality of my life with, because I don't believe in happily ever afters. I just don't. I don't believe in happily ever afters. I believe in the fact that God blesses us with people in our lives at the time that we need them. And, yes, I don't believe that anything is forever. And that's not a direct result of my relationship. That's just how I've always been. I don't believe in forevers and for always. You know, I wasn't touching on that. I didn't know any other way. From the people that I learned from, you pleased your woman, and that's how you got pleased. I'm not afraid to explore different things now because I'm older. I'm in my 40s, and I just want to say for those people that are in their 30s, when you reach 40, 40s are the new 30s. Sexual peak will be aroused when you're 40 and older. It does come alive. You come alive at 40, ladies. Yes, you come alive, and I just want to say thank you. For your show, once again, I've been on the line for about an hour and a half now, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. I like the camaraderie that you have with your co-host. I think that it's amazing. I don't have that. I'm not friends with a lot of other lesbians just because I'm not. I've experienced a lot, and I have made the decision that I just need to fall back for a while.
Right.
For my own protection, yes. For my own protection. And I'm going to see you at She Pride.
All right.
All right, and I thank you for your show.
Thank you so much for coming on and showing support.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good night.
You too now.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to the line 314-357, and this is you. Talk to us.
Okay, I got early. I just wanted to know, first of all, the show is very good. I'm still holding on. the information, the article that you read, can you post that on, I'm friends with the She's On for Mature Lesbian Page. Can you post that?
Yeah, you on.
Because I have a friend that's not going to be off work before you guys get off, and I really feel like she needs to know that. She needs to see that. So if you could post it in your way or whatever, however, I know she's a friend on yours because I made her a friend because we're coming down to She Pride from St. Louis. I'm living in St. Louis. I actually host a lot of things that are in the gay, lesbian community here. I happen to be, they call the voice of St. Louis. I do a lot of things here. And we're actually bringing Miller from Between Women and Dice here for our first Love Her Weekend. Not as big as you will host, but something nice. And we're having a workshop. And I was wondering, was there any information that I could get to have at the workshop so I can kind of let people know that's not on my page about the radio show and everything you're doing? Like if you have like a CD or a booklet that can be emailed or mailed, I can give you the label that I host for a page or my personal email. But I think that just this radio show itself needs to be networked. So I do a lot of things with a lot of people in the Midwest, so I would definitely like to get some Midwest love for you all. So if I could get that information, that would be amazing.
Well, first of all, thank you for the support. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Second of all, thank you for coming to Sheep Ride. We definitely are excited about that. St. Louis, that is exciting, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't cover for that.
I definitely appreciate you for that. And thirdly, our official website for She's On Radio is www.szradio.biz.
Okay.
And on that website, you know, it shows both me and the co-hosts. It, you know, it gives you the outline, the mission, and it gives you it gives you all the shows you may have missed.
Okay.
We have maybe 10 shows before this one. And definitely, it has a lot of information. Like I said, we're only 2 weeks into this, so it's kind of new. But it's growing rapidly. So I can give you my email and we can talk more about it.
I know we're trying to move on with the show, but I just wanted to do that before I thought about life living comfy, because like I said, but I wanted to say one more thing. As far as like I talked earlier when we were talking about my parents being raised up in a lesbian household and with parents that are now grandparents, my son's 14, they have 6 grandkids, and my father and my stepfather are very close. I say that with the whole clingy thing, for me, I think that me being a female, I think it's a little bit more disattractive for a female to do it as far as a sim than a stud age or tomboy, because the way I was raised, even with my stud father, my real father, they always raised me to be a young lady. You know, the best thing that a stud or aggressive, anything that a fem likes can see about you is your go-gettingness and your willing to be able to inhabit in your own world. And so the most attractive thing they can see about you is that you have your things in order for you. You don't have them in order for somebody else. Because I think that something that wasn't on that list is when you give so much of yourself to somebody to where you don't know who you are when they leave.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we can just lose ourselves in somebody. Not the situation of being with them, but them. As far as trying to hold on to something that's ideal in our mind of the perfect relationship. And then you wonder why you feel like you've lost yourself. So I think that with the whole clingy thing, that sometimes we have to realize as much as we don't
like human. You used to being under somebody at night. You used to being with somebody. That's all fine and good. But you don't want to be one of these lesbians that every 30 days you're in a new relationship. So when you do come to the person you're supposed to be with, they looking at you like, how I know that I'm not enough 30 days because you haven't spent enough time. I challenge all my friends that I talk to. When you get out of a relationship, give yourself 6 months to a year and just be in a relationship with yourself. Take yourself out on dates.
Yeah.
Be yourself loud. Take yourself shopping. So you can find and fall in love with yourself, because if you cannot spend more than 2 to 3 days by yourself when you're in a relationship and y'all live in the same house, I challenge my friends to date people like in a different state, because it gives you a chance to kind of get to know them but actually date in courtship. And I think that long distance relationship is the new dating thing, because it gives you a chance to get to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the person you end up marrying, but it gives you a chance to know somebody and be okay with space and distance and be mature. And like I think the co-host said, that she's 30, anything that she did when she's younger, I understand that, because when I was 32, I was a mess. So I say this to not ramble on, but just to say that I appreciate the show. You all are doing an awesome job. I will see you at Sheep Fry. I'm going to look up that information and enjoy the time, which is my label in St. Louis. We will definitely be linking in more to the show. So I will definitely make sure that we are represented in the Midwest. So you all have a good night, and I'm going to finish listening.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the support. All right. So, boiling down to our last minute, what I would like to do first is allow Teddy to give you her information so you ladies can stay in tune with her. So, Teddy, go ahead and give everybody information.
All right. Y'all already know facebook.com/bishop1983 or facebook.com/legacy. 2007. You can email me if you like, angelm23704@yahoo.com.
Got Twitter or anything else? That's all?
Oh, yeah. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I will follow you back. It's @TeddyHarris, the number 3.
All right. Ladies, you are talking to KC. You can always find me at Facebook. facebook.com/JUSZKC. You can find me on Twitter @5HEZone. You can find me on Instagram /JUSZKC. You can find me on social cam JUSZKC. YouTube TheSheZone. Also, if you are a lesbian, which I know most of you are, you can check out our official website. We have an official website, ladies, now. Not the She's On Radio website, but the website where the ladies play, okay? It's 100% free. It's www.shezone.org. I would like to thank everybody for their precious, precious, precious donation to She's On Radio. She's On as a whole. You know, if you do ever, I get this question a lot about people want to donate. If you do want to donate, you can go to www.szradio.biz. Szradio.biz. Donations go towards She's On as a whole. It gives us better airtime. We are working towards getting on XM Radio, so those donations can help us get there. We are lesbians. Ladies, we need to get out there. We're all we got. You know, I know sometimes I get tired of listening to the mainstream artists. You know, She's On's mission is to get lesbians on the map. Lesbian entrepreneurs, lesbian music artists, lesbian everything, poets, all that good stuff. If they can have a deaf poetry jam on HBO, we can have one too. You know what I'm saying? So always know we all we got. Support your gay artists. Support your gay anything. Feel me? Again, www.szradio.biz. Check us out. Tell your friends about us. Tell your cousins, your baby daddies, your baby mamas. Tell them about us. You know, and thank you all for coming on She's On Radio. Thank y'all, and y'all do please, please, please. Have a nice night.
I will leave you with our special guest tonight's song. So y'all please definitely hit up Main Squeeze at M-A-N-E-E-E. M-A-N-E-S-Q-E-E-E-Z-E. Head her up. She needs your support. Take her music. Check it out. Y'all have a nice night.
Trying to make it better for your kids. Getting one check every month. Don't make it no easier. Flip 50 between 3 plus 2. I'm seeing your baby daddy over tripping. Like a 4 with the street light. Throwing from the hood, I know the blessings coming all night. See my nigga Tisha dunk when I was only 13. 13 years later, she tried to give me the white thing. Shook my head, praying, Lord, give me the strength. Take my family off the hook, put them back to attempt. I got a short temp. Plus, a warrior need light. Never settle for less and give a fuck if you white. Black, red, orange, or green like money. Got mommy from the hood and I ain't seen much funny. Doing good is one thing, but baby, give it your best. Cause it's hard out here. You got
good
in
your
best.
So amazing.
I know I messed up, but things get even harder when you're trying to.